Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Written a song from U-turn on. You always give the people what they want, cause you're the big bad sound. Stone love, yeah.
Yes, guy.
Friday the 12th, Insurance for Street Talking Sport, and I've got the man called CV in that hot seat.
Jump on your and it is hot seat, yeah, so really, it's kind of hot in, yeah.
Could do with some shades, innit?
Some
sunglass and all them kind of stuff.
Yeah, coming like greenhouse in your soul.
It's this time again. We're on the world. The 10 men friends. Sweet talking sports, straight to the point. Chat show that deals with the latest sport news and stories. All the people shout, you know, that fits in a day, modern day society devoted entirely to sporting discussions, sporting events. You know, whether that's Yasso or in foreign land, you know. Yeah. Good to go and air expansive debates analysed by CV and myself this evening as part of the regular programming. Probably Yorkshire's best talking sports show you'll ever hear. You know, you can listen live and direct every Friday from 6 till 7, most Fridays with the JR. You know, or listen, you know, on the archives. If you miss this one, you know, you get another chance. So without further ado, I hope nobody's listening out there, but, you know, please keep all the contents of this show to yourself. I'm going to serve off an ace, and we're going to go into Serena Williams, who kind of like, you know, made her comeback nearly after 4 years out of the game to come back at a decent level. And she was partnered at Queens with Mbuku, yeah, 19-year-old, was her doubles partner, and Serena is knocking on the young side of 44 years of age. I mean, fancy that, having a double partner at 19, you know?
Yeah,
you could have. 44.
Yeah, she could have even be a mother.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? But I mean, is that, was a female or a male?
It's female doubles.
Oh, so females. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's kind of like warm up.
For Wimbledon.
Yeah, for Wimbledon, you know.
So I did it. I like to be honest, I don't really check for tennis. I don't really deal in tennis, really. So I don't know, did they win?
Yeah, they won, and to be fair, it was a decent match as well.
Okay.
Kind of like really, really enjoyed it. I mean, they won 7-6, 7-2, 6-2. And they upset the third seeds. So they were, the pair that they beat, they was ranked the third highest seed in that particular tournament. So like I said, it was at Queens, the curtain raiser, before the big one. 23-time Grand Slam singles champ made her return on the tennis court, which was Tuesday. The pair, you know, had been scheduled to play their quarter final yesterday, but Mbuku, 19-year-old, like I said, suffered a nasty fall, and it was a quite nasty fall as well. And I think that's what it is with tennis. You know, it's them kind of sharp kind of movements and that. You know what I mean?
Well,
and
quick,
you can easily twist up.
Yeah, it's them quick turns,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, you can easily twist up, you know. But a thoroughly enjoyable watch, you know. They were trailing 6-2, 3-4 against Carolina, Blokhovu. And the Canadian teenager tried to kind of like deal with the pain, but it was just too much for her, you know. But Serena, like to say, kind of held her own on the court. And like I said, 4 years out and coming back to that level, I think she did a really good
yeah.
job, you know.
Yeah.
Her titles, you know, include the Grand Slam. Grand Slam is winning all of the majors in that kind of like one season, you could say.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about Australian Open, France, obviously Britain, you know, the Wimbledon stuff, the USA. They're all on the calendar. But you know, they gave it all, and they should have been in the quarters. I mean, it's not like,
well, it was a wait a minute, but they've got through, haven't they?
No, because like
she had to back down because of the pain.
Yeah,
so them come out of it.
So even though that they won,
yeah,
and they should have been in the quarters,
yeah,
which
she
was
can't,
yesterday,
she couldn't carry on because of the pain that she's in.
And it's not like you get another partner.
No, you've got to stick. You've got to stick. So okay.
The double pair who they lost to, they just get a bye into. You know,
the next round.
Next round.
Yeah, right. I hear that.
And I'm not sure really what they actually did. You know what I mean? But I just kind of tuned in to see Serena and how she would kind of cope with that. You know. Despite the Queen's campaign coming to an end, Williams' comeback is set to continue as she has been signed up to play doubles in Berlin next week.
And also
Wimbledon wildcard committee will meet next Tuesday to decide which players they would like to invite into the draw. So them who have got a wild card just basically get a bye. They don't
That's
need
right.
to qualify.
They just come through.
So I think it's fair to say, and I said this from time, that Serena puts bums on seats.
Yeah, because of what she's done. Because of what she's done in the sport. She has brought the sport to the front line. Having said that, it was at the front line before, but she's mm-hmm. brought it to a different level. Her and her sister, may I add.
See it there.
Right, because her sister was Dan Garganto.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, I hear that. I hear that at all, yeah. You said that, oh, we're having Serena Williams on there. Yeah, of course, it's going to attract people. They're going to say, I'm coming through for that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and you know, like quite true CV referring to her sister Venus, you know. And both of them was kind of like tough opposition.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
I mean, you know, you don't win 23 Grand Slams, dear, for just being, you know, a pretty fierce.
That's correct.
You know what I mean? A model of the sport.
That's right.
You know
That's
what
right.
I mean? I can see that. There's no doubt. And, you know, if we was promoting that kind of sport, you'd want some big names in that. So you just say, listen, Serena's come back at the right time. You know what I mean? And what I would say to her, just enjoy it. You know what I mean? You just got to enjoy it because, you know, I don't think for 1 minute anybody's going to think, oh, yeah, she can win Wimbledon. But, you know, you're in it to win it.
Yeah, you know, of course it is. What?
We're not fool anybody out there, so.
You're not,
you know what I mean?
Listen, she's come back after 4 years, as you just said, right? She's come back, right? and she's giving it her best shot. However far she gets in it, that's brilliant. Do you know what I mean? Right? And she's done the job for the people then, because she's jarred in the punters. Simples.
Yeah, definitely. You know, so you have to respect that. You know what I mean? You have to take your cap off and just say, yo, you know, wicked play. I mean, for those who have got access to the YouTube and all that kind of stuff, just go on in there and you can see the clips of a return at Queens, you know. And I tell you what, she was flinging some kind of racket out there, so, you know what I mean, with them kind of balls and stuff. I don't know the kind of speed or whatever, but yeah, it was kind of like, it was good to watch, you know, and just kind of like shake it off, you know. Well done, Serena Williams, you know. And you could say, yeah, she's kind of like heavyweight, and that and Booker, she was all right as well, you know. At 19, she's got a big future.
Yeah,
and that's what they were saying to her, is that don't worry about that little mishap, you know, that twist up ankle and all that kind of thing, because you're going to be back.
Yeah,
that is one for the future to look out for.
That's right.
You know? So don't forget that name, you know. Umbuko. Yeah? And you have to say it with kind of like you mean it. You know what I mean? Yes, I. You listen to Sweet Tongues Boys, 18:11, Friday the 12th. I've got CV in our studio, you know, and we're going to give our honest opinion on the next, you know, 45 minutes. So just stay tuned, stay with it. Don't bother touch that dial, you know what I mean? And talking about heavy hitters. Now we're gonna make the switch and we're gonna talk about athletics. Because I don't know what these kind of young smaddy them and yam these days, but they're burning up some rubber out there, so, you know what I mean? They're kind of really setting athletics on fire, and some of them other people out there can't cope with them. So I'm going to focus on this issue. He's a 20-year-old. They call him Jack Warby, yeah, and he broke up, yeah, the kind of 100 meters hurdles in the States during an American College Championship on Wednesday. So Jacoby from Alabama smashed it, yeah. He come in at, it was what, 12.75 seconds. The previous record was 12.80. So, and then 5 seconds or less, you know, it's kind of, it's nothing athletics when you think about, you know, whether it's a second, whether it's five, whether it's 10, to smash a world record at 20. Is that not potential? You know what I mean? And this is what Jack Warby said after, yeah? And some people might say, do you know what? That's arrogant, that. You know what I mean? He said he knew it was ready to drop something crazy out there, so. You know what I mean? But didn't think it was going to be that kind of like time, yeah? So listen up for that name, Jacoby, yeah? And like I said, I don't know what these guys are yamming. You know what I mean? And we're not just talking about this sort of kind of like mutton and rice and all them something there. Them and yam some heavy things. You know what I mean?
Well,
and I want to yam what they're yamming.
Well, I don't know what am I am neither. You know? I must see some protein, something with them, whatever I eat in there.
Yeah.
I know I'll mother must see, I cook up something now one pot and say you to know? Them, yo, sit down, I eat this. And you could hear them say, well, I can't really eat this. And she says, you know, you say, me not tell you, so sit down, I eat it. And when them start when they start yam now, right? You know, like Popeye. You see when Popeye broke that thing there, a spinach there, and then come like Hulk, innit? He come like, oh, well, you know, see, when them start yam feed them food there now, and then gone pan chuck. You know, see, there, hey! Come in like 1, 2, 5, 3 and there. whenever come approach the station, and then 1, 2, 5, then you just say,
Road runner, innit?
Because they just yamming up the floor, them, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And and we're gonna say, I mean, his early tears of running must have been from the belt buckle. You know what I mean?
It could be.
You know when I'm come here to me.
But yeah.
And I'm gone.
It depends on where them get bring up, you know what I mean? Because it depends on the culture. Because some culture, them don't know about no belt.
You know?
And some other culture, them will know about belt and beer lash. You know them lash there?
Oh, yes.
And when them tell you, say, put down your hand! Yeah, put down your hand! You know them something there? Yes, them styles.
You know, and like I said, I mean, that speed there is kind of like no joke business. You know what I mean?
You know,
no joke.
Yeah, so. Because they're not ramping. They're not ramping, and you're gonna hear another person come and say, broke it by so many seconds. You know what I mean?
You know?
Yeah.
That's all he hear.
Them Porsche stop there, innit?
Yeah. You know? Jack Corby, his previous best was 13.01. And like I said, you know, to smash it, right, at 12.75. Yeah. That's just kind of like incredible, you know? Like I said, he wasn't expecting to pop out his best. But, you know, he's there. And he's capable of better things. I mean, he's probably not even peaking at 20. You know what I mean?
There you go.
You know? So.
He's still got time, innit?
He's still got time. Got a whip of time on his hands. So, like I said. Yeah. Listen out for Jack Corby, yeah? From Alabama, you know? No joke business. We're going to flip it one more time. And like I said, we'll try to cover all different kind of sporting events on Sweet Talking Sport, whether it's football, boxing, rugby, you know, athletics. Yeah, we'll just try to, you know, in and out, you could say. And last week, we talked about the Zuffa boxing. Can you remember? Yeah, when we kind of like.
Yeah, you mentioned something about this. Yeah.
And we were talking about fighters signing up. Well, I know. Can I put his name to it?
I say.
Yeah. Can I put his name to it? All same right. One, some I eat.
Alright.
You know.
Okay.
So they're starting to. They're starting to come. They've set the trap.
Right.
And them are come for it. You know what I mean? And that's why Eddie Hearn said he'd like to have like conversations with them, because you know, I'm not saying that he's gonna lose it and that, but this particular model, what these guys are rolling out, you know. It's kind of, it's got meaning, it's got a purpose. You know, for those who aren't aware of what we're talking about Zuffa Boxing, which is the dude from the US business, you know, has put something together with the money man, Turki Alashier. So the UFC organizer, you know, probably nudged into Alashier and said, yo, I've got something that I want you to have a look at and let me know what you think. And Turki Alashier has put his hands in his pockets and said, I'll have some of that. You know what I mean? So not only now will the Sheik put on, I don't know, like say the WBO or the WBA or the IBF and all them kind of things, will be putting on some Zuffa boxing too. So you might as well say, clever move from Turki Alashay. Mm. Got a foot in both
camps. In both camps.
You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right. Now, do you know that, that what is it called?
Zuffa boxing.
Is that like MMA?
It's that kind of like style, right?
So they can kick and no, or is it just normal boxing?
Yeah, it's just normal boxing. It's the guy who's the CEO of UFC. It's him and the Turki Alashay, what I've kind of like put heads together and said, yeah, there's something in at this. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So basically, the Zuffa boxing, it bypasses the sanctioning bodies. So you got the WBC, the WBA,
BO, IBF.
IBF, like you said. So Zuffa will have his own similar world champion base.
Okay.
On a ladder style, kind of like ranking system. So they're not looking at, you know, like such as like the WBO middleweight. You've got the versions and this, that. Can I grab this belt and that belt up for this and that? That ain't happening with Zuffa.
It's just going to be the one.
Yeah, just the one. So, you know, and you've got the different, there's like what, 8 weight categories. Flyweight, bantam, featherweight, light weight, welterweight, middleweight, light heavy, heavyweight. So you've got all them categories. So one Zuffa champion per weight class. That's how they're dropping it.
So,
out there.
So it's all style.
Style.
You know, all style, like when Muhammad Ali,
quite right.
When Muhammad Ali and all them man there, when they said there was world champion, there was world champion,
mm-hmm.
and only one world champion.
Quite
whereas
right.
now you've got 3 and 4 different world champion,
mm-hmm.
right? And then two set of sheikhs come in now,
mm-hmm.
right? He's trying to make it so there is one champion where there's only one guy who holds all the belts.
That's right.
Right, but for me. Yeah, back in the day when Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, and Ken Norton, all them people, right? To me, they were you call proper world champions because it was just one. You didn't have 1, 2, 3, 4 belt, and then the other one said him now fight. The promoter said no, him now fighting because he's not got enough money and all this kind of something. Nah, you don't want that kind of stuff. You want to know is that you see that man over there, so him are the champion, him are the heavyweight champion, the next one, him are the cruiserweight champion. You know that, so you're not having to anybody want to fight him, they get in the line, innit? If you fight him.
True.
whereas like you said now, you've got IBF fighting WBC, and then the other one would have said, well, you know what, Chumina are fighting because they're not putting the right money for me, so me not fighting, so let me go to IBF or something, like, you know what I mean? It's not good really.
Mm-hmm. I think it might take some time to get used to, you know what I mean? But yeah, they're certainly pulling up a few trees. Like I said, Mr. Ben has ventured over there and looking to try his luck. I mean, I don't know about. Like what Eubanks said that time about once a cheat, always a cheat. Do you think that? That kind of like title will be, that monkey I should say will be on his back all the time. will he get reminded, you know, when he's thumping up man a man, you know, in the arena? Will people say, yeah, but you some mean, of them funding?
Are you saying there'll always be that slight doubt and saying whether he's being helped with other little things?
Yeah,
I think that's what you're trying to say. Whether he's being helped with other little things, I don't know. Could be. Me personally, I might be out of order saying this, but
you're not out of order anyway.
I'm not really. Eh? I don't really rate him, to be honest with you, Nigel Benson. Kinda. I don't really rate him. That's just my opinion.
Why don't you rate him?
Think he's come up against what I call top-rated boxers. I mean, you're going to turn to me and say, well, oh. Yeah, but he, what do you call him now?
Eubanks. And Smith.
Right. He's fought Eubanks.
Oh, no, yeah.
To be fair, Eubanks... Nah, I won't put him up. I won't put him in the arena with some of them top middleweight fighters. I won't put him up there. That's my opinion, right? So really, no, I don't think he's in there really for me.
Yeah.
I think he comes up against somebody at these top middleweights, and they'll soon start him.
Yeah, I think he's decent. Myself, his kind of work rate, speed, kind of bubbly on that. Little bit cocky and stuff, but yeah, that not really kind of too fussed. But put it this way, I mean, when he fought Eubanks, yeah, I wanted Eubanks to win. It's just that I kind of fear him more than Ben, but I'd watch a Ben fight, you know what I mean, and not necessarily do I want him to lose, you know what I mean, as long as I watch a good tear up when he's fighting,
he would probably give you that, probably give you the tear up,
a bit rugged and that, at
yeah, he'd probably give
stuff.
You the tear up, but. Yeah. I'm saying when he comes up against somebody, a classy boxer, right, I do feel like they'll touch him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll touch him. Mm-hmm. But again, everybody has their own opinions, right? So, and this is what this show is about. Mm-hmm. Opinions, you know what I mean?
True.
So, but I don't really rate him.
I mean, there's kind of like they said, there's no smoke without fire. I mean, you know, whether Della Hoya, whether he gets in the ring with him anytime soon, you know, that would be a test worth kind of watching. You know what I mean? I mean, maybe Ben's just going to like end up being one of them showmen and take the big fights, and maybe he'll go down the path of Eubanks, just earning the cash and not really fighting for any titles.
Yeah, I suppose so.
You know what I mean?
He's got a travelling man.
He's got that appeal to put bums on seats.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I would call him a travelling man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll fight him for this amount.
Yes.
And if the amount is big enough, yeah, I'll fight him. Mm-hmm. Other than that, nah. Right? He's not... He says he's looking for work. For a world crown, but
he does.
I'm not sure on that.
I hear you, Mr. V. You know what I mean? I'm hearing you. You know, Friday the 12th is 18:29. You're here listening to Sweet Talking Sport. I've got Mr. V in the studio. And just a shout out to man called G. We want to see you back here soon. Sooner rather than later.
Yeah,
you're listening.
He just sit on in a chair and a bus two snoring. You know that big snoring there.
Yeah. You can just imagine him just tuning in. You better tune in because we'd have words.
That's right. Sometimes him with them hard snoring. You know them big time snoring there.
Yeah. We see. I mean, we're soldiers on this show. You know, just rinse and repeat, clock in, clock out. We come again, you know what I mean? You know, simple as that. Gonna switch one more time, and we're gonna go into You know, Burnley got awarded 35 mils from Everton. And basically what it were is that, you know, Burnley sued Everton Football Club because Everton breached, you know, breached PSR rules in the season 21-22, okay? So, you know, a panel got together and they listened to the case and they said, yeah, we hear what Burnley are going to say and we're going to award them 35 mil plus interest. Now, Burnley wanted 50 mil originally, but the panel said, we ain't gonna give you 50s. We're going to drop 35 on you, yeah? And that was for, like I said, the PSR breaches, which is the profit sustainability rules, you know, about the financial regulations, yeah? So, going into this a little bit deeper now. So Burnley got relegated in the 21-22 season. They finished 18th in the Premier League, which they were 4 points below Everton, who finished on 39. Okay? So Burnley is saying them PSR rule breaches, which Everton originally got points deduction, and they didn't get their punishment till the 23-24 season. Everton got 10 points deduction. Can you remember when they got 10 points deduction? And then Everton appealed and they said, you know what? Forget the 10.
Did you go down at 6?
We're going to give you 8.
Oh, I thought it was at 6.
We're going to give you 8.
All right, okay.
So Burnley's beef is now, Burnley's saying, well, do you know what? If you got the deducted them points when you did the breaches in 21-22, that's 2021 and 2022 season, then Everton would have gone down, which is a massive talking point, yeah? So Burnley have claimed the financial damages of their relegation against Everton Football Club. And like I said, the independent panel said, yes, all this, take your 35 million squid, you know? And now, this has opened up a whole new ball game. Some people might say the Premier League, yes, it's the richest football league in the world, the best football league in the world. But there's a dark side to it as well now, you know, because like it's opened the door for other clubs to sue other clubs. Now, when I thought about this originally, I thought, you know what? Should they be suing the organization because it was them what probably didn't get their act together quick enough? You know what I mean? Or should they be suing both parties? Or was it done deliberately because Everton can establish Premier League club from time?
Yeah.
So did authority want them to go down? Is there madness in the madness? Is that? I'm putting that out there on the table. So this now, it could establish a president, you know, it's going to set standards, it's sending out some heavy manners to them Premier League sides, because the PSR, like I said, profitability, sustainability rules, and the FFP, you know, financial fair play, has it gone out the window now? You know what I mean? So any team that went up against, say, Man City in the title race and lost, if this kind of like, if Everton don't win their appeal, it's going to open the floodgates, because teams are going to be coming for Man City and saying, do you know what? We should have, you know, we should have, we come second, but really, you know, we come first. Because you've bust them kind of rules.
Yeah.
It does leak into the... to the
115. I have seen something like that. I've seen some talkings like that.
And not only the Premier League title, but they'll be looking at the Champions League too. You know what I mean? So any team, like I said, that went up against City in the title race and lost could claim financial benefits of winning the Premier League that they missed out on.
Right.
The Man City need to cough up.
Okay.
And then the Champions League, any team that didn't qualify for the Champions League because Man City took one of the spots, one of the birds, could claim financial rewards. Because, you know, and the benefits of qualifying for the Champions League, they missed out on because Man City have allegedly cheated. I said allegedly cheated, especially found guilty of the 115. So, this is what I'm saying, that the Premier League have got some work to do for SAR talks. You know what I mean? And I've always said this. I believe that there will be a fine and points deduction for City. Some people have said, they're not going to lose no cup. You know what I mean? Because that just gets crazy. And listening to what I've just said right now about teams claiming compensation too. It could get messy if they don't kind of keep an angle on certain things, you know what I mean? But like I said, them have things to start out. Yeah, so football, you know, needs to brace itself. The football family are watching. Everton fail on their appeal, Pandora's box will bust open. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, and it could get a little bit complex. There's going to be problems, there's going to be issues. Initially, it all seemed a little bit harmless and stuff like that, but, you know, like I said, the root of this is about Khan. You know what I mean? It's all about Khan. And the Premier League is the richest football league on the planet, generating... Hear these figures now, generating 6.2 billion revenue per annum, yeah? And then you've got La Liga, the Spanish league, that's only coming in at a mere 3.3 billion. Bundes in Germany, 3 billion. And then you've got Serie A, Italy, 2.5. And then the French league at 1.6. Yeah? So, is football in a turmoil? That is the question that I put out there. And have your little discussions out there. You know what I mean? You know?
It all depends down to what happens, doesn't it? It depends on what happens. It's like, I know everybody right now thinks that Manchester City are guilty. But like I've said to other people when I spoke to them before, at the end of the day, I have to ask them what jobs that they do. So I asked them. What job do you do? And this, because you know when somebody's spouting and saying, oh, well, 115, you cheats, all those leagues that you've won and you're four in your row and your trebles and stuff, you've done it under a cheat. So I listen to them and I say, yes, fair enough. That's your opinion. So then I have to ask them again, what jobs do they do? What is it that you do for your career? And I get the answer back, what? What are you talking about? I said, I'll repeat myself one more time. What job do you do? And so they might say, oh, I'm, I don't know, probation officer or whatever, or, you know what I mean, right? So I said, oh, so you're not a lawyer then? You're not a sports lawyer? And obviously they have to say no. I said, well, then if you're not a sports lawyer then, you can't call nobody nothing. You can't cheat. You can't call him cheat or nothing. Because as far as I know, Man City have not been charged with anything. Is that correct?
That is correct at this moment in time.
Right.
Time is the winner.
They have not been charged.
No,
they have not been charged with anything at the moment. Right. So if you're not being charged with anything, it means you've done nothing. Is that correct?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, it goes without saying, innocent until proven guilty.
Thank you.
The other handle on that.
Yeah.
No smoke without fire.
Yes, well, you can say no smoke without fire, but you have to see where the fire there.
The fire got burn.
Correct.
And they're going to know nowhere for turn.
Right, you've got to see where the fire there, because what happens if that doesn't happen, that city do become clear? I don't see, me personally, I don't see them being clear of 115 charges. But a lot of these 115 charges are Mickey Mouse charges.
Well, you know, to be fair, a lot of them have been duplicated, yeah? So it's like if they fail to comply, you know, once, fail to comply twice, fail to comply again, that's three charges there straight away. So that is how some of them charges have been duplicated. But like you said, you know, they're not being no charges yet. But the verdict has got to come out.
Well, the verdict's going to come out. Let's wait for the verdict. We've been waiting for 2 and 3 years for the verdict. So let's wait.
I know we kind of like spun this around like Zebedee and that, but it's like, you know, the length of the time.
Yep.
It's taken.
Yep.
And that's not only from public, normal people. I say that.
Yep.
It's people in high
positions,
profile, yes, places, positions, like, yeah, you've just said.
Mm.
You know what I mean? They must scratch their head.
Mm.
I personally thought it would kind of come out just before the World Cup. You know what I mean? So that they could smooth it over. You know what I mean?
Me personally, I thought it should have come out a long time ago, right? And I'm saying to myself, you know, as in, i.e. the Premier League, if you felt you had that stronger case, right? This is what I'm saying. If you felt you had that stronger case, your case was like super glue, right? But why? What's taking them so long? Because you know why? Because it's not super glue. Because you've got somebody else on the other side who've got what I call tapenarist liars who will go on to the fine tooth comb to make sure, say, well, yeah, you're saying this, but what's that? Look upon this. That's, but we can sit here and talk about it all day.
Yeah, definitely.
Till next year, whatever. Let's wait and see what happened. So if we're waiting and seeing what's happened, you can't call somebody guilty.
Well, I mean, people have got their opinion, haven't they? Do you know what I mean? And people people will kind of like run up their mouths
and
people will make assumptions. It's just part of being a human, basically.
And remember, these things took place, that was in the financial department. That wasn't in on the football side of things. It was the financial department. Right? The football things is a different... The financial and the football is completely different things. Right? Now, you might say, no, it ain't, because through your financial business, you was able to buy better players. Really? Okay. Right? So you buy the better players... But the thing is, you can buy all these better players, but does it work? You've seen by, look at Chelsea. Chelsea brought a player.
Yeah.
It hadn't really worked.
And they've admitted,
yeah,
for them breaches,
yeah,
for them problems. You know, I mean, there's teeth in all over the place, because when you get something, a beast, a vehicle like this, and like we've just said about how the Premier League is the richest league, football league in the world, you know, you're going to get teeth in, because the prizes aren't there enough. And
it's big, isn't it?
Yeah, it's massive. So people now are thinking, you know what, we need to clean up this kind of league. You know what I mean? And we need to show manners, whether it's spying, whether it's breaching FFP, PSR, you know what I mean? You know, from, there's always been teething in football from way back. You know, when Grubler were playing, all before that. You know what I mean? When football was in black and white on TV.
Yeah.
Because there's always been teeth in. They find a way to do it. And I think for me, as a neutral, you know, let's see if, you know, they're found guilty, they get the right amount of punishment. Some people are saying, some professionals have said, you know, it's going to be 60 points and that will guarantee relegation. I know there's something there, you know what I mean? But again, we'll wait and see. Whatever comes out, and I'll stick to my word, I believe that there'll be a points deduction and fine, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's... it's more than anticipated, you know. If you've just tuned in and listened to Sweet Southern Sports, 18:46. I'm in the studio with a man called CV. And, you know, I mean, people might say he's a big City fan. He's a massive City fan. You know, tell him how long you've had your season ticket for if he thinks he's a joke. You know what I mean? And there will be biases. What play a role in there? You know, if we're talking about Sheffield United, of course I'll hold a bias. If it's a local derby against Wednesday, I don't know when that's going to be next, because I think the only chance they've got is drawing each other in a cup. You know what I mean? So, you know, but there's always going to be them kind of like biases in there, you know? And football goes round and round and round. You can chat about it 52 weeks a year. You know, there's always going to be something, somebody somewhere is going to be teething, whether it's smaddy in a bush, a spy pan smaddy a train.
That's right. Yeah.
Whether it's the referee, you know, being a little bit biased, yeah. Whether it's smaddy faking an injury, you know, a goal leak, are them something there. Whether it's kind of like, you know, the home team bugging the away dressing room. All them kind of something there. You know what I mean? There's always going to be a gap for teeth. You know? You know what them say? Teeth don't prosper.
That's what they say.
That's what they say.
That's what they say.
So we'll put that to the sword and chop it up. You know what I mean? Going to flip the switch again. And this is probably one sport that we haven't really covered too tough over the years. And I like to think that we'll cover most sports under the planet. Yeah? And this is about a 42-year-old, Charlie Delay. I don't think I pronounced that name too tough. I probably butchered it, to be honest with you. But he's a dude, and this race is a race around the world. Vendée Globe, they call it, right? And it's the ultimate physical, mental challenge. And it's about a solo race, and it only comes round, like the World Cup, every 4 years. So the next one is 2028. Yeah, it starts in France, it finishes in France. Next one's November 28th. So, yeah, just want to kind of like pay respects to this dude. Only 42-year-old and passed away from cancer. And it was the growth of the cancer in his digestive tract, you know, which affected the organs. So you're talking affected the organs such as, like, you know, in the stomach. You know what I mean? The large and small intestines, the liver, the rectum. And like I said, only 42 years of age, lost his life, you know? So,
you know, a little bit about the race.
The winner, you know, the prize money, €1 million, which ain't bad, you know, which is equivalent to 862,250 squids, you know.
The death rate of this race, I'm not even joking, the death rate of this race is 4.5% chance of death. You know what I mean? And you're on your Jack Jones, you know, just you won a battle the seas. You know what I mean? And that's why they say it's the ultimate physical mental challenge on the planet. You know?
So what are they doing? Sailing?
It's the race around the world.
Oh, so they're a sailboat?
Yeah. And to be fair, I've seen a little bit of this on the box. I haven't seen a lot of it, but if it's on, what them people there deserve a medal, even for jumping in that them shows. Because like I say, you know, the ocean, there's no back door to that. It can chew you up. It can swallow you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You know, the sea is a deadly place to be. So you can't joke with her. Because let me tell you something. See, like when she get becks, I take you. She go take you. Look pan for the big ship there. Look pan my big ship there. The Titanic. Titanic, big piece of ship, you know.
Gone, innit?
And just take her away. Send her straight down the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that they're a big ship. Never mind where they have sailing and little boat there.
Tell them, Mr. V.
No. It's a dangerous thing, that man. A dangerous thing.
Talk
and
Noah
said the thing, said, him are the captain, so he have to go down with the ship, with the boat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
See,
because then, when you are the captain, you have to stay up on the boat and go down with him.
Yeah.
You see, I like Mr. Smith. Sir John Smith there, who the pan Titanic. Him did have to go down with it too.
Mm-hmm.
So, stay there and joke with her. When she ready and she start, go on with herself and start. So, you not going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Me want you. And she drop on you and take you down.
Yeah. And they travel at some speeds then. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen it on the box.
I don't know. What we're talking?
They're
80 knots.
Sure. I'm not sure how fast, but I'm certainly gonna look it up, and I'll come back with that one. You know, but respect to Charlie. You know, who sadly passed away with cancer. You know, you have to kind of feel it, and you know, life is a thing that, you know, is so precious. You know, you have to live it. On to the flip the switch again onto the World Cup. And for my nation, they get underway tomorrow, Saturday night at 8. So Qatar, Qatar, whatever you want to pronounce that. Listen out watch out if you're listening. You know, yeah, you can listen on the radio, or watch out for Switzerland, managed by Yakin, and he's managed them since 2021. You know.
Okay.
You know, he's not no kind of slouch. Switzerland are my dark horse for the World Cup final.
Okay.
You know, dangerous opposition, possession base. They have a solid defence, midfield rotation. Their formation is 4-2-3-1. And I can break down, broke up the press, and create any goal threats, scoring opportunities. And their keeper, he coming like a centre back, I'm telling you. So yeah, Switzerland will get off the mark, no doubt about that tomorrow. And also, one of the heavyweights is in action, Brazil. They're facing Monaco, and that's a little bit later, 11. I think Brazil are most people's favourites.
Everybody goes for Brazil.
Every single,
And it's with all due respect, it's every single World Cup, like you said.
Yeah.
You know, if it's not them, it's Argentina. Mm. You know what I mean?
I think it's just the way that the play, isn't it? Mm. You know what I mean? But obviously, they're not as flamboyant as like what they used to be in the
From my youth, man, dear.
Socrates.
Yeah. Jairzinho. Yeah.
Jairzinho.
Rivellino.
You know?
Oh, wow.
You know?
And the man called Pele.
You know? And Kaka.
Yeah. All them man there.
Yeah, them man, they heavyweight, you know?
Yeah, that's the
heavyweight.
They were like tapas.
You know?
You know what I mean?
Definitely. Hey, have you watched any games so far?
I watched it yesterday.
The Mexican team?
Yeah.
Cheer a card.
I know.
Do you know, I'm thinking, has somebody got a bet on that or something?
I know. Them, one of them was ridiculous. I didn't think it was red card.
The man there, they like to take a little backhander, you know.
Well, we've just been talking about something like that.
They have it in the athletics. Will he pay them get breached and get Carl out?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So somebody might say, listen, two have to get sent off, you know, for me to win this one.
I hear that.
You know what I mean?
I hear that.
Because they were playing for fun, innit? Mm. They weren't playing to, you know, they're not going to take Mexico. You know what I mean?
Well, Mexico, to be fair, were the better side from starters.
Yeah. And people knew that as well, but... You know, I'm not surprised in you know, 4 years' time we hear of a scandal. You know what I mean? Man, you know, get sent off and all that, something there. You know what I mean?
Maybe, but going back to when you said about, for my team, and I've said it before, we didn't even kick a ball. And I said, France, that's all me want. I want them sure people say, yeah, them dangerous.
Because heavyweights, innit?
Yeah, man.
They're the heavyweights. They're in it. France, Spain.
When you
You know, England, you could say maybe quarters. You know what I mean? They've got quarters probably on the back.
Mm.
And if they get quarters, they're playing for me side, Swiss.
Okay.
They might play Switzerland in the quarters.
Okay.
And you know... Oh, I'm gonna be supporting. Can we tell you already?
That's right. You don't tell people. Say you're in the Swiss pool, innit?
Yeah.
And I'm Swiss roll there with some custard. yeah, man. No, so you love them Swiss roll and custard. You know what I mean? So
it's true. You know.
Yeah. But like I said,
nice in a trifle too. You know the Swiss roll. You can drop them in a trifle.
Okay.
You know, well, and it tastes nice.
Me loving my French garlic bread there, you know what I mean? So when my man did, they call him the jerks, you know, the jerk out there.
Mm-hmm.
When him start to jerk out them man there, I start do two little twists, you know, like twist drill. I start twist yes so and twist there so, and then he put it through to my man, then call him Mr. Dumbele and Mr. Map, you know, Mbappe.
Mm-hmm.
Them man
have a target on him back, Mbappe. You know? Because they might go broke him in it.
They're going to try to.
Who's their first game against France?
Do you know what? I'm not too sure. It'll be next week, won't it? Because for England is next week, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah,
I know. I'm sure it's next week. But like I said,
we'll see what happens.
See if we can have, you know, for the people them here, so our next 1966, you know what I mean? Because we always hear that something come out every 4 years.
Which
we always hear.
Home.
Yeah, 1966.
Them are going to come home. Never mind, it's coming home. Them are going to come home. Them are going to come home.
Well, we'll see. Anyway.
And Tootle. Mafia go toot toot.
Like Tootlebird.
Yeah, just put him man up and sail back to Germany.
Okay. You know? Yeah. All right then, peoples. I'm out of here.
Yeah, I hope you say you enjoy the ride, you know, 1859, you know, and we're out here like man called CV say, in a bit. And this one is bossing my store love right now.